Hello everyone, this is Manoj and welcome to Money Matters once again. Today we'll be talking about what is money, and then we'll talk about why the money is very important part of our life, and then I'll take up how much we know about the money, and at the last segment we'll talk about how actually money works. Yeah, so coming to the question, let's understand what is money. So if you go by the definition, money is basically the medium of exchange. The exchange of any article and exchange of any commodities for our day-to-day consumption or the need. But in our day-to-day life, money plays a huge role. So basically we can say that money is a flow of energy, or money is the thing on the basis of which we live our life, our expectation, and we shape our life according to the resources or the money that we have. Now, why money is so much important? Obviously, this question comes in our mind, and this seems very logical, or this seems very silly to ask why this money is very important. But let's understand from a different perspective. See, in our day-to-day life, we observe so many of our activities, and if you just look at it very closely, you will understand that in most of our decision, money plays an important role. So either you are traveling from one place to another place, the mode of transportation that you take is solely dependent on the lifestyle that you live upon or the money that you have. Or for any matter that you wanted to do, let's say you wanted to start a business, or you wanted to go for the further studies. So money plays an important role, basically. So, and how we know about the money, or how much we know about the money, is the thing that we ask, that we should ask about in our day-to-day to ourselves. Okay, so by asking how much we know about the money, I don't mean that you should be understanding which kind of paper it is used to print the note, or what are the places where the money is printed, or the coins is minted. So that does not cover our thing. The thing is that for a general people, how much he knows about the money, by that I just wanted to clarify how actually money system works, or how the banking system or the market or the general thing or the commodities or the exchange, medium of exchange work. So by understanding that only we can understand the nature of money. So basically it starts with the central bank, and the central bank has the right in any country to print the money, and depending on the need, or depending on the several other factors in the economy, it is decided that so much so money will be printed, and that money comes in the market, and that is being circulated, and using those money only this material could be manufactured, and everything like financial sector, the banking sector works upon, and this money also comes in our pocket, and then again it reaches back to the central bank. So this is the whole journey of money in short. And this is the way how the money flows. But taking into the account how that flows, we'll be understanding the basic concept, or some of the things that we should really ponder upon in the coming sessions, or in the coming podcast series. But as of now, this is the main thing that I just wanted to highlight about how the money system works. Now, the thing is, in the further podcast, I'll be covering about each and every aspect where we really should think upon, we should ponder in order to maximize the wealth that we have, and understanding the money from the different perspective. So that's all for this podcast in this series. And we'll be meeting in the next podcast. Till then, bye, take care, and stay tuned. Thank you.